Welcome to the Building Up Leaders in Property podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Bangura, and I'm thrilled to have you here with me today. Whether you're an emerging leader or a seasoned manager in the property and construction industry, this podcast will help you elevate your leadership, build a cohesive team, and have more impact. Join me every week where I'll leave you excited and confident to take your next steps. Thanks for being here with me. Now let's get started. Welcome. In our last episode together, I shared my own experience of having a little midlife crisis and I suppose a crisis of confidence in my career, which happened for me sort of in my mid-30s and ultimately led me to shift course and move into the coaching and leadership space. But in that episode, if you haven't checked it out, I'll link it in the show notes, but I shared that this situation I found myself in really drove me to understand and for the first time really truly articulate what it was that I want in my life. And I challenge you as the listener to ask that question of yourself. What do you want? And it's only when we know the answer to that, when we have really worked through what we want and why it matters to us as an individual, and we've created a personal goal that is not simply based on the path most followed or the expected pathway, that is when we are able to really find fulfillment in our work, in our lives, and we are able to really break through a lot of the barriers that have been keeping us stuck or feeling dissatisfied or discontented in our work and in our lives. Again, I shared that this was actually a really difficult process for me and something I'd not given enough time and thought to, and I really don't think we are taught well to do this as kids and as we grow up. And once I got clear on what I wanted, you know, it unlocked new possibilities for me. And I really was able to look at things from a very different perspective, you know, which is so important because so often there are situations right in front of us and our brains go into default. They switch into autopilot and they make meaning of certain things. And sometimes that meaning serves us, but sometimes it doesn't. You know, we have to remember that our brain is this incredibly powerful tool, but it is always filtering, deleting, and distorting information for us. That is our brain's job. It helps us get through life. It helps us sort through the 60 or 70,000 thoughts that we have every day, but it also can keep us stuck. It also tells us the same narrative time and time again. And so we filter all the information we receive through the stories and the narratives and the beliefs that are deeply entrenched in our subconscious. And the more we are able to question ourselves and the more we are able to increase our self-awareness of what we want and what we value and how we view the world, the easier it is to start to reframe things and to see things from a different perspective and to oftentimes see opportunities that we had never seen before and create much more satisfaction and success for ourselves. And going through this process, as I said, of, you know, what do I want? The biggest thing for me was that I realized I had put so much value on my job and my title, and it was probably the most important thing for me. It was how I defined success for myself. And I realized that that was really just deeply entrenched in my own sort of beliefs around not being good enough. And over time, work had been my way of validating my self-worth. So every title change, every new project or salary increase, I took as evidence of me being okay. I was good enough and I was getting ticks in the boxes. But the truth is, I would achieve the goal and I would still be thinking, what is next? I would be looking for that next source of validation for myself. And once I became aware of that and I was able to really consciously consider that narrative, I was able to let go of my ego to a large degree and really focus on things that mattered to me at a deeply personal level. And I won't lie, work is still something that I take immense pride in and I don't consider work a chore. I genuinely love what I do and I love being challenged. So it's not that I have stepped back in my career by any means, but it has stopped being about proving who I am or proving what I can do. It has now become something that I do because I'm driven by the purpose of my work and by being able to connect and support with so many incredible individuals and organizations to improve the leadership that we have. So that it is now driven by purpose. It's about supporting individual leaders and organizations to create workforces and workplace cultures and leadership teams that genuinely support and reflect our society as a whole, so that we have that diversity and inclusive and safe spaces for people where everyone can show up and do an incredible job and everyone can share in those successes. And I feel deeply privileged and excited to do that work, but it is no longer how I value myself. And that has been an incredible shift and a very liberating one. And so it is so important for us to know what we want. And as I said, if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and check it out. I will link in the show notes. But when we do get to that point where you do know what you want, I think it's also really important to acknowledge that we then need to do something with that knowledge. Because, you know, it's great to gain clarity and gain insights. But if we're not doing something practical with that knowledge, if we're not applying it, then that knowledge isn't actually very helpful. And, you know, I see this all the time with people listening to podcasts, consuming information, reading books, and then leaving them on their nightstand. Like, that's all fine, but it's not going to move the needle for you. What will move the needle is taking action. And so today I want to share with you this really powerful question that honestly can revolutionize your career and your life. I think the most powerful question that any of us can ask ourselves once we know what it is that we want. I want you to really get out of your comfort zone and step into that version of you that is creating that result and that life that you want and having that impact in the world. Because so many people make excuses, they procrastinate, they delay. And I think now is the time that we need brave, bold leaders who are looking at the world differently and willing to go on that personal journey of growth and discovery and take others on that journey with them. And so this question, what is it? It is, how would I behave if I were the best in the world? I'm going to say that again. How would I behave if I were the best in the world? Now, when I first heard this, I was terrified and excited all at once. Because the truth is, when confronted with that question, most of us know what we would do or what we should do. If we were suddenly thinking of ourselves as being the best in our field, most of the time, the answers are quite obvious, right? And we can look to examples around us. We know what the Alison Mirrams or the Campbell Hannons or the Tony Robbins of the world would do, right? Whoever it is that inspires you or is, you know, your model of excellence, we know how they show up in order to create the incredible results that they get. We have a number of behaviors and actions that align with being the best in the world. And so suddenly the question of what to do next becomes somewhat obsolete. We know what we should do next. But this is where the fear and the terror kind of steps in, because suddenly when we look at things with a mindset of excellence, we have to make the decision on whether we are going to pursue that or not. We have to decide whether we are going to take action to be the best in the world, in our field, in our jobs, and how we live. And in reality, that is hard. It requires hard work. It requires oftentimes getting uncomfortable and taking brave action, knowing that we haven't yet mastered particular tasks or activities. But it requires us to be brave and to practice and to really push out of our comfort zones and also to expect more of ourselves. Kind of forces us to cut the bullshit with ourselves and get really honest about what we are or aren't willing to do to create results. Hey there, I'm interrupting today's episode because I want to share something special with you. If you've been on a leadership journey with me through this podcast, you know that I'm all about empowering leaders. Now, I have exciting news. I'm about to open the doors for a new intake of coaching clients who are ready to take their leadership skills to the next level and achieve outstanding results. If you're eager to create sustainable success as a leader, I invite you to explore how my exclusive coaching program can help you reach your goal. Whether you're an emerging leader or a seasoned manager, this program is customized to get you results. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in your growth as a leader. To learn more, simply visit my website, rebeccabangura.com, or you can find the link in the show notes. This is your chance to discover if the coaching program is the right fit for you. Okay, now let's get back to today's episode. An example that always comes to mind for me is, you know, I do boot camp at 6 a.m. and I love doing it at that time because it starts my day well. And I am in a completely different frame of mind when I have exercised first thing in the morning. You know, I know that I've done my workout. I have a success mindset when I've done it. You know, I've already kind of got a rung on the board. That is really important for me. But I tell you what, I also have a tendency to stay up late. I will work or I will be reading or I'll be doing something. And before I know it, it's midnight. And I think, oh my gosh, I've got to get up in like 5 hours in order to get to boot camp. Now, in those moments, I have to decide, how would I behave if I were the best in the world? If I were the best in the world, I would just get my ass up and I would do the workout. And I'm also forced to think about the fact that if I was the best in the world, I would make sure I was in bed at a reasonable time so that I did get my full night's sleep. And it forces me to confront the reality of my decisions and to take ownership of it, right? I can either make the excuses and say I need my rest and justify all the reasons I've gone to bed late, or I can just own it and I can do the next best thing and I can take the action, even if it isn't perfect, right? Even if I haven't got 8 hours sleep, I can still take imperfect action towards the goal that I'm working towards. And when we start to think in this way of seeking excellence, right, of being the best, we start to really recognize and take ownership of all the actions and inactions that we take every day, because we are constantly making decisions every moment of every day. And most of the time, we never think through the consequences of those thoughts or those actions or behaviors that we take. And this question increases our awareness and forces us to very intentionally choose a path and hold ourselves to the highest standard. And another way I really like to think about this is thinking about what I will no longer tolerate in my life, the excuses I will no longer allow myself to make. And a big one for me, like a really big defining choice I made, was to stop saying I'm busy. Because I realized, you know, I'd see someone and they'd ask how I was and I'd be like, oh, I'm so busy. And I tell you what, it became such a tired and boring and unhelpful narrative for me. And yes, the truth is, I live a busy life. I do a lot of things. I push myself to the limits quite often. But that narrative, I'm busy, that response, it doesn't serve me. It doesn't feel good. And so I decided to just let go of that. It's something I no longer say, because I would rather tell people the things I'm doing. I'd rather have an engaged conversation, and an engaged conversation where I am in control of my life and I am taking charge of the course to move forward, rather than just acting as though life is happening to me and I'm just responding to it. And so these are all the decisions we make for ourselves when we demand excellence of ourselves. Another very common thing that comes up with this question is, but who am I to do this? I'm not the best in the world. And people sometimes think I'm suggesting, you know, fake it till you make it. It's not that at all, right? This is not about pretending you're someone you're not. I never advise that. I think, you know, there is something so liberating in accepting who we are and where we are in our lives, and also owning where we want to go rather than trying to be something that we're not. And so it's not fake it till you make it. It's act as if, right? It's about living into the person you want to be, making the conscious decision that you are that person and really stepping into that version of yourself. This, again, is a choice we make. If you decide that you want to be a leader in your own life, a leader at work, a leader in your community, when you make that decision and you choose to step into it, you suddenly start being a leader because you show up and you take actions that a leader would take. And that is entirely you doing the work. That is entirely you doing the work. And, you know, you'll have good days and you'll have bad days because you're a human and we all do. It is not about being perfect, but it is about stepping into the role and owning it and being unapologetic about it and no longer waiting for someone else to recognize you in that role. It's about not waiting for the title or the pat on the back. It's about you making it happen and you stepping into that space because it's what you want to do. And it will feel very uncomfortable at times. It will challenge you. It might bring up feelings of imposter. And again, that's okay, right? It's okay that we have discomfort on the journey. In fact, I think it is necessary to get uncomfortable in order to be the best versions of ourselves, in order to grow and in order to be real leaders. Because if we just keep doing the status quo, if we just keep doing what we're comfortable with, then we are never pushing the boundaries. We are living a comfortable and a polite existence instead of being visionaries. And I think being a visionary is a crucial part of being a leader. And in order to do that, we need to be able to recognize our own insecurities and our own self-doubt for exactly what they are, right? They are a natural part of being a human. And instead of trying to eliminate these feelings, what we need to do is learn to process them and move through them much more quickly without the judgment and the despair that sometimes come with these negative feelings. And it's a huge benefit of, you know, working with a coach like me or with someone else, is being able to understand our brains and being able to recognize and rewrite the narrative, because we will never feel confident all the time. Even if we do get to that highest level in our profession, I'm telling you, there is still self-doubt, there is still insecurity, and I see this day in, day out. And so in inviting you to start to use this powerful question of how would I behave if I were the best in the world, I am asking you to make your standard. I am inviting you to establish that mindset of excellence for yourself. I'm inviting you to make those behavioral changes that are the difference between being a follower and being a leader, right? Make decisions that at times might scare you, but you make the decisions based on strategic importance with a long-term view and a focus on growth and learning. And I invite you to step into being that person you want to be and creating and having the impact that you want to have through your work, through your life, and to enjoy the journey. Because the truth is, why shouldn't it be you? Why can't you be the best in the world? As humans, we are all pretty similar when we boil things down. But the difference is the people who actually step up, the people that go beyond just thinking and move them through analysis paralysis and actually take the action. Again, I think when we do ask that question, how would I behave if I were the best in the world? We know the answers within ourselves most of the time, but it requires us to be brave. It requires us to have our own backs and to go out and to believe in ourselves, even if others around us don't. And when people are fueled by this, when we step into being that best version of ourselves, that is when everything will shift for you. And I tell you from experience that when we take the steps to be the person we want to be and to create the results that we want, that is when everything shifts. That is the moment where we go from being good to great. And I want that for you. So take this away. Put it on a post-it, stick it on your wall, set it as your screensaver. How would I behave if I were the best in the world? And then take that action. Now, if you have found this conversation or any of the podcast episodes useful, I really want to ask you to make sure that you subscribe, rate, and leave a review, because it does help other people like you who are about creating meaningful change find this work and take that step forward for themselves as well. And we need more incredible leaders like you. It is time to take ownership of that and step into this space. Okay, my friend, until next episode, have a beautiful week. Thanks for joining me on the Building Up Leaders in Property podcast. I'm Rebecca Bangura, and if you'd like to learn more about what I do, head over to LinkedIn and connect with me. I'd love to hear from you. Have a beautiful day, and I'll see you next time.